Welcome. I'm Halcyon and this is Hug Nation. And the topic today is, we can all be heroes. Or you can say it in your head like, we can be heroes. If you got that Bowie vibe that kind of runs through you, and I think I do. So the last 4 days, I went to a retreat. It was an avatar training, what it was called, and it was led by a man named Johnny Blackburn, who I had crossed paths with and met at events around Northern County, San Diego area, and had known many people who had been in his men's groups and attended his events and heard just great things about this guy, and could tell whenever I was in his presence and we crossed paths that, like, I see you, man. You there's something in you that I respect. I can't wait to experience more. And so a few months ago, he put online that he was doing this training, and without really even reading the description, I just said, I signed up. And it was the last 4 days. Now, I have not been to many trainings like this, or any trainings. I, considering how much of my life is about wisdom and new thought and learning and self-growth, and I don't really... I produce far more content than I ingest, and I certainly have not done. I've done some coaching, but I'm not a coaching. You know, I don't have a ton of years of coaching experience. I've done a couple classes and trainings, but not like tons of this. So, as I'm getting deeper into this world, I'm recognizing that I have so much to learn, and I want to learn from people who are good, and embracing my noviceness. Which is not easy for me, but that's a topic for a different day. Or maybe today. I didn't promise anything. I'm just letting it out. Come on. So, the main gist of the training was about looking at different types of personality types and ways of categorizing people. Like, we didn't look at them, but like the Enneagram or Myers-Briggs. We looked at other types of some Eastern Chinese medicine personality types where I think I'm a bladder. Which, you know, I think that if you would have told me 20 years ago that I was a bladder, it wouldn't have sit that well with me. But now I'm at peace with my bladderness. And if you are into acupuncture and such, you may or may not I agree with me. And if you think that I'm something else, say a heart or a spleen, I would love to hear. But anyway, that was kind of the framework around it. But much more than the content of it was this container. And that was established in the very beginning, that this we have activities and things, but it's really going to be an immersive. What will come out of this experience is to be determined. And I think there was 13 other people, something like that, 12, 11, you get it, that more than 7, less than 15 people that were in this group, and amazing people, just so diverse, and yet overlapping so much in the way that we are human, and as everyone shared, there was lessons for each of us. And there was my big takeaway from this experience was that everyone has the ability to be heroic. That no matter what your life is, you know, like some people's heroic story sounds like, you know, a movie story, like, oh, they were born and raised by lion cubs and overcame that, and, you know, or some more traditional story, but that's the details of the story are irrelevant. The part that makes it heroic is going from this person that you have been created from the outside, all the expectations, all the frustrations and the stresses and all the things that kind of we think is us, and facing those things, having the courage to look at all the things that we are and feel the things that don't feel good and work through them or sit in them and not run from them. That's the courage. That's the hero of our world. We don't need warriors who can slay dragons or fight marauding raiders or there's no one coming to my door with a pitchfork and is going to overpower me in strength. Where we are in many of us, I don't mean, you might be living in survival mode in some way or fearing violence or you're a refugee and you're watching this and to that I apologize for being presumptuous, but most people who have the luxury of watching a Facebook video right now, or a YouTube video, or an iTunes archive, yes, you can see Hug Nation on all these things. The battle of our life is in shedding the shit. Some of it that has been passed down for generations, the hang-ups, the patterns, the judgments, the disconnection, all these walls between that don't allow us to express ourselves as our truth and that don't allow us to connect to other people. And so the relationships we have, the experiences we have, these are these classrooms that let us live our hero's journey. And so being able to watch people go through these processes of pain and doubt and then discovery and acceptance, it was like so energizing and thrilling. And I really felt like I was reminded of how beautiful and gorgeous and inspiring humans can be. And I admit that I have been caught up in certain, the news of the day and feeling frustrated and feeling like humanity is not worth what I thought it was and not, my hope had dwindled. And so to have this container, to have this time and space to not deal with the narrative of the world and instead focus on these individuals, and no matter what had happened in their life, that story and how it came to this moment and how they were dealing with it was epic. And it really made me realize, we all have that. No matter how boring you think you are, if you can do the work and look at your shit and recognize that there are realms and places and ways of thinking that there's more healed than you are right now, then your journey has farther to go. And you do it for yourself, but you also do it on behalf of the collective healing of humanity, of the world. So massive gratitude to all the fellow participants that I spent the last 4 days with, and massive gratitude to Johnny for establishing the space and setting the tone and guiding things, and also having the humility to allow us to not just be pupils, but also, have our journeys and allow ourselves, each other, to teach one another and to grow. I'm feeling super inspired and feeling like I feel like I'm aware of places, like the roof of my potential, I feel like is higher than it used to be. I feel like there's places that I can grow, places that I was not even aware of that I need to lean into and learn into. I'll talk about one of them specifically. There was a number of exercises that we did that was about feeling emotions and where you feel emotions. In fact, there was one worksheet that was like, you go through all these different emotions and ask a bunch of questions about it. And the one column was like, where do you feel this emotion? And I was like, one of the emotions was anxiety. And like, I feel anxiety in my chest. I've just recently started to notice that, when I do feel something in here, when I'm trying to find parking, or I'm worried about parking, or all the things that cause me anxiety. But everything else on the list, I'm like, what? Where do I feel this? I don't know. I feel it. And I'm looking around like, is anyone else filling this out? Do you guys feel these things? And there was a time, on day three, I skipped the last exercise because I knew that it was very focused on where you feel things. And I had gotten so frustrated on day two because I was witnessing people having these very profound experiences and I wasn't feeling any of it. And I felt frustrated and I felt like discouraged. And I, you know, which is, you know, another pattern of mine of not being able to not being totally uncomfortable, not being good at something. And then, so we over and over, we check in and say, like, what are you feeling in your body now? And I, every time we did it, I just was like, I don't know. And then the last day, we did some, I think, Kundalini-type breathing exercises, and we did some, like, kind of Qigong-type movement stuff. And I started to really be aware of energy as we were doing it. And as I became aware of it, I had one excitement that I'm experiencing this thing that they're describing, that up until now I've been like, I'm deaf and dumb to this realm of experience. But so I'm feeling it. And the other thing that was like, oh wow, was that what I was experiencing wasn't what I had been looking for the last 3 days. I had been so focused on trying to experience a physical sensation, like a touch sensation, that's all I was noticing. That's what I was looking for, and so that's what I was noticing. And the energetic feeling was different. And it's poetic, as always. And one of the things that I've been working with in the Pink Path the last couple weeks is cognitive bias and the awareness that, you know, if you don't, you find what you're looking for. And if you don't have the vocabulary for something, you probably can't even understand it. And here I am totally being influenced by my confirmation bias, my cognitive bias of not feeling something because it's not what I'm looking for. And it was like, oh, and I kind of intellectually thought that might be the case. Like, I don't know what to be listening for. It's kind of like, I don't know. If you're looking, you know, I think it's going to be there and it's over here, you miss it. And I think that was going on. So I felt really encouraged, like, stepping into this novice space. I kept saying, like, what I was telling you over the course of the 4 days, I was telling myself, it's like when you start meditating and you can only focus for, you know, one breath and then you get distracted. You got to keep practicing. Or if you go to a gym and you can't do one pull-up, if you keep trying and keep working at it, eventually you can do one, and then eventually you can do two. And that was the beginning of the experience. I felt like I couldn't do one pull-up in terms of being aware of energy. But, you know, by the end, I could do a half a pull-up. And I felt really encouraged. There was so much, I know another thing I wanted to share about was that there was this, one of the exercises had to, where we would break up into groups of three or four people and have these presence circles, and where each person would talk for 10 to 15 minutes, depending on which, you know, it was pre-decided. It wasn't like talk 10 to 15. It was like either today, now we're going to do 10 minutes each and then 15 minutes. And when it's your turn to talk, you would speak what you're feeling and experiencing right now, what thoughts are going through your head right now. And the other people would just listen, and they could ask questions to kind of get you focused or get you back into you and keep you going into your space. But otherwise, don't make it about them. Keep it on you. And it was, and there's so many things that I got from it. One was, I had this realization that so often, if I'm around a group of people, I feel an obligation to be worthy of the time. So if someone's going to, you know, in this world of so many things pulling your eyeballs and so much attention, if you're going to actually give me your time, like right now, if you're paying attention to what I'm saying right now, I feel an obligation to either be of value or entertaining. You know, if I go, oh, this isn't going well, I go, oh, like, I'm wasting your time. I hate that. Like, that's so rude. And I realize that in these circles, and I would fall into my desire of what I often do in social situations, which is I'd want to tell a story. I want to entertain people. I want people to be laughing and smiling and feel good. But sometimes that's not authentic. Sometimes it's definitely not being present, because I'm crafting an experience as opposed to simply being. And in the container, the safe space of the exercise, I was not expected to entertain. In fact, you, if you wanted to, if you didn't feel called to speak, you could just be silent for 15 minutes and have your time. And that was kind of a revolutionary feeling for me, to be like, this is my time. And they're gifting me their attention, but I don't have to entertain. And in fact, if I felt a desire to tell a story, I'd be like, don't do that. That's taking you out of the present moment. That's taking you out of the experience. And so by doing the exercise, I was able to kind of like go to some places and experience some things and talk through some stuff that was new to me or I had never considered before. Because I was not in a narrative, I was exploring the way it felt. And people would ask questions like, well, how did that feel in your body? Which often I'd be like, feel in my body? Why is everyone asking me that? I don't know. Like I had, during one of my times to share, I remembered being in my bed, like 7 years old, and crying because something had gone wrong or I had done, I don't know. I don't remember what I'd done or what had caused me to cry, but I remember being in my bed and crying and kind of being like bored of crying, like kind of done with crying, not even really aware of why I was still crying, but wishing that my mom would come check on me. And I don't know if she even knew that I was crying. I'd hoped, you know, I had this like this narrative of that I just wanted someone to come check on me and comfort me. And as I was telling the story and reliving the feelings of it and people asking me questions, I started to have this awareness of how I felt guilty for wanting that. And I felt guilty because I didn't feel like, you know, I'd really deserved that. And it gave me this whole switch in my head of like not deserving love. Like I feel like I deserve love and that I'm a good person. But this idea that I'd never really considered of, I sometimes feel like I don't deserve things because I have so much. My whole life I've known that I'm blessed in my birthright of where I'm born, my parents, how they are, the way they've treated me, my skin color, my body health. So many things about, I'm privileged. Before I knew the word privileged, I knew that I was privileged. And I think I felt a guilt about it, which made me feel that it was unacceptable for me to ask for anything else, and certainly not to accept help or ask for help, because I don't deserve it. Compared to everyone else, I don't deserve this help. And I haven't fully worked through all of that, but giving myself permission to even think it, even though I felt guilty about it, was like really, whoa. Like, and people were asking me questions of it, like, keep following that. Where else do you feel that you don't deserve help or don't deserve comforting? Aren't allowed to ask for these things? And it was really telling and really like stirred me up. I think in a good way. I mean, I was bawling as I was touching on some of it. But it also felt like this is a early childhood memory. So, you know, and part of this, my intellect said that this was no big deal. And also I was so, my story about my mom is that she's so amazing. She was such an amazing mom that I was even afraid to entertain the thought of her, you know, not being perfect. And what's crazy is this story, as I played it out, she didn't even probably know that I was crying, but I was afraid to be critical. I was afraid to want more from her than I had been given. And I think that's part of this, like this heroic journey, is realizing that even though I had privilege, I still, and everything, you know, compared to many lives, I had things easy, that I still had things happen to me and decision points and disappointments and disillusionment that were traumatic. And everyone does. And so when we can look at those traumatic things is when we can be courageous and heroic. And you don't have to be worthy of that. You don't have to you know, fight a bear and live in poverty to have struggles that define your life and give you challenges. So I'm still processing it all, still feeling grateful, feeling very inspired and also very encouraged by the path that I've been on recently as I've been stepping into doing more coaching and being able to help other people to see their inner hero and get the things out of the way. And so the more that I'm being able to do it myself, I feel the better I can be in a partnership with them as we, you know, teach each other to live our hero's journey. And I hope on some level that me sharing these things enables you to have some clarity about things that might be part of your hero's journey. It is such an honor to walk this path with you. I love you. Please subscribe to the Hug Nation YouTube channel. Follow me on Facebook. You can check out Halcyon Pink on Instagram, or just listen to the wind and I'll be there. If you enjoy this, share it with a friend, an open-hearted person who might be part of our wonderful collective Hug Nation family.